Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more today about the condominium building that collapsed last week in Florida. Back in April, the Condo Association president warned residents that structural problems identified in a 2018 engineer's report had gotten significantly worse and would cost more than $16 million to repair. And pictures taken 2 days before the building fell show cracking concrete and rusting steel supports under the tower's south pool. Around 150 people are still missing in the rubble, and their families are anxiously awaiting news. One of them is Pablo Rodriguez, whose mother, Elena Blasser, and grandmother, Elena Chavez, were in the building. Pablo, thank you for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm sorry that you're in this limbo right now, just of not knowing. How are you doing?
It's been very difficult to hold up. The lack of information is really weighs on you. And then you see these reports that keep coming out about how bad the situation actually was many years ago and that nothing was done about it. The building wasn't properly maintained, and it frustrates you even more.
Hmm. What have you heard from officials and from people who are leading up the rescue effort? I mean, what are they telling you?
Not really receiving much information. That they're doing the best they can. They're hoping still to do a search and rescue instead of just search and recovery. But to me, at least, what they're doing is search and recovery at this point. I want to thank the first responders for what they're doing. I mean, if anybody's been out there or actually seen the scale of the disaster, it's massive, and the weather, the humidity, it's horrible conditions, and they're working 24 hours. So I do want to thank them for their work. But for me, it's really just sitting around waiting, hoping that they find something so we can give them a proper burial, try to begin moving on.
So it sounds like you're saying you're ready to acknowledge that your mother and your grandmother probably will not be found alive at this point.
I pray for a miracle. And, but for me, once I saw the footage of the video collapsing, which is all I can see when I close my eyes, that, you know, the hope that maybe they made it out went out the window at that point. So it's I've been coming to terms with it since it occurred.
I'm so sorry. Were you able to visit the site this week with other families? And I just wonder if that was helpful for you.
I didn't go with other families. I went to the area, saw the site, and if there wasn't a guardrail there, I would have ended up on the floor, because as soon as I got out of the car, it just completely collapsed. So I don't think I'm going to be going back to the site now unless it's absolutely necessary. If it helps any family members, I encourage them to go and try to get any kind of semblance of closure or healing that they can get. But for me, it didn't provide that.
Well, you know, we're reading now about the water that often pooled in the garage. There was this report from 2018 that warned about structural damage that needed to be fixed. There were large assessments that homeowners were in the process of getting ready to pay to try to fix this. Did you notice the problems in the building, or did your mother ever say to you, geez, you know, Pablo, I don't feel safe? I mean, what was the feeling before this collapse?
That she didn't feel safe? No. That the building had lots of issues? Yes. You saw the water pooling. You saw the cracks around the pool deck. You saw cracks in the building. And I think that's something that people need to understand, is the frustration of lots of the owners with the assessments. Wasn't so much the assessments themselves, but they were concerned about misappropriation of funds, because the maintenance was not being done. As you can see from the report, you know, that condition doesn't happen overnight. That's many years of neglect. And so the building collects over $1 million in maintenance fees every year. And the owners would reasonably be asking, where is that money going? Because it's not going towards maintenance. And then that also raised lots of issues with the assessment afterwards, because they did not trust the board. They didn't know where the money was going. And so it's horrible.
You've said that your mother heard a crack, a loud noise, the night before the building collapsed. Can you tell me about that?
I'll never forget it. She mentioned that she had woken up around 3-4 in the morning because she heard a loud creaking noise from the building. And then she wasn't able to sleep again. Now in hindsight, you know, it's the conversation I keep replaying over and over again.
Yeah. I'd like, if you're willing, I'd like to give you the chance to tell us something about your mother and your grandmother, something that, you know, maybe is bringing you just a small bit of comfort in this difficult time.
They love their family, and the fact that we had just gotten back from a trip with my mom, where she spent 10 days with my son, and, you know, as his roommate, as he called her, and that I was able to actually give my grandmother a hug at the airport. It wasn't a long hug. I didn't think it would be the very last one, otherwise I would still be hugging her. That brings me a little bit of comfort that I, at least the last time I actually saw them, it was happy moment.
Pablo Rodriguez, his mother, Elena Blosser, and grandmother, Elena Chavez, are among the missing in Surfside, Florida. Pablo, thank you so much for speaking with us, and we wish you peace.
Thank you.